A San Jose man has been arrested on suspicion of murder after the fatal stabbing of another San Jose man over the weekend. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The Mercury News reports officers from Gilroy arrested 33-year-old Brian Wilson at about 6:50 a.m. Sunday morning after finding him in a stolen car. Authorities have not yet released the victim's identity. He died after being rushed to a hospital in an ambulance. California will offer 6 dream vacation incentives to spur more people to get coronavirus vaccinations. The latest promotion aims to jumpstart the Golden State's travel and tourism industry after more than a year in virtual hibernation because of stay-at-home orders and travel restrictions. California prison psychiatrists could claim $10,000 bonuses as a perk for seeing patients in person under a proposed contract under union negotiated with Governor Gavin Newsom's administration. The SACB reports the bonuses are part of an agreement for the Union of American Physicians and Dentists that ends temporary pay cuts Newsom and the legislature demanded from public employees last year. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The state's grid operator calling for afternoon and evening energy conservation throughout California as one way to make sure that the supply of power stays ahead of demand. The Flex Alert issued for today from 5 to 10 p.m. Los Coast Outpost reporting Eureka City Council approved the release of 3 city-owned parking lots, the 2 directly next to City Hall, another on 2nd and L Streets, to be used for affordable housing developments. That second lot is catty corner to the Adorney Center. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.